Yes, if you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I always like to check.
Is there a thing?
And I want to say for people that I don't know yet, would you stop, introduce yourself? Just, I don't know you and I'd like to. It's cool to see new faces and people I don't know, but I don't know. So, I'm not shy, but as people don't hear me. Anyway, I do want to share. And I almost asked for prayer when we had the prayer request. This week was a tough week, and this message was a tough one. I hope that it's helpful, but I would just ask people to be in prayer. If you think of it this week, say a little prayer for me as I'm preparing for next week. I'd be grateful enough to compliment God. I'll appreciate it. So, anyway, morning, family.
Good morning.
Precious God, thank you for today. Your goodness never fails. It is our privilege to praise you. I pray that this time together will be a blessing and encouragement. Please fill our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Transform us, Lord. Make us more like you. I pray these things in your name and thank you for them. Amen. This message is actually based on the devotion that I read this week from Lisa, I hope I say this right, Tierkirst. Our scripture is in Jeremiah 29:13. God promises, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And also from John 27, he tells us, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Every day God speaks to us. Sometimes he invites us to draw close and listen as he reveals himself, his character, and his direction. Other times he calls us to participate in his purposes. Still other times he simply whispers, reminding us of his amazing love for us. In the book, Experiencing God, Henry Blackaby wrote, understanding spiritual truth does not lead you to an encounter with God. It is the encounter with God. We know God's word is him speaking to us in written form, always available and never silent. What I'm talking about today, though, is him actually speaking to us. We know that it happened in the Bible. In fact, over 2,000 times, the Bible records God speaking to someone. And no, I didn't count. So, anyway. From the beginning of time, God has talked to his people. Think about Adam and Eve, Moses, Abraham, Elijah, Samuel. He pursued Jonah. He closed the gate for Noah. And today, he speaks to us. This is where some hands might be going up with a few questions. Hearing from God is one of those topics that can easily stir frustration and confusion. Maybe you're asking some of those questions today. How do I discern whether it's his voice speaking or just my own idea? What if I feel God telling me to do something that doesn't seem to make sense to me? The truth is that there's no magic formula for discerning God's voice. We learn to recognize his voice the way we recognize voices of those close to him, by knowing him. And when we know him, we can tell if what we're feeling led to do is from him or not. Scripture tells us from Kings 19:11-13, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. There was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. I personally have never actually heard, although I'd like to, God say, Cap, do this. Sometimes I feel like I can sense his direction and his presence when I seek him. George Washington Carver said, I'd love to think of all of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour if we will just only tune in. Here are five questions to determine if what we're hearing is from God or not. Number one, does what I'm hearing line up with Scripture? God will never speak to us or tell us to do something that's contrary to His Word. But unless we know Scripture, we won't be able to discern whether what we hear is consistent or not with the Word. We know the will of God when we read and we pray the Word of God. Lisa actually encourages people to get a journal and to record the verses that you study and some of your personal experiences with the things that you're learning as you read God's Word. From Romans 10:17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word about Christ. Number two, is what I'm hearing consistent with God's character? God's Word also provides rich information regarding His character. Just as God always speaks in accordance with His Word, He will always speak in accordance with His character. From Hebrews 3:7-11, so as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. God will not say anything inconsistent with who He is. We experience Him personally, the more we will learn about His character. Three, is what I'm hearing confirmed through messages in church or in my quiet times? When God speaks to me about a particular issue, it seems like I can't escape it. Around every corner, there's a sermon or a Bible study, a speaker's topic, conversation, a song that's consistent with what I've been hearing from God in my time alone with Him. When we invest in spending time alone with God, He will speak to us. Listen for His voice, and then look for the message to be confirmed. From Deuteronomy 28:2, all these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you will obey the Lord your God. Number four is what I'm hearing beyond me. Sometimes God calls us to do something big that we can't do on our own strength, whether it's beyond our ability or beyond just natural human desire. Charles Stanley said, when God speaks, oftentimes His voice will call for an act of courage on our part. It's not something we can strategize or manipulate into being in and of ourselves. It can only happen through God's divine intervention. Ephesians 4:12, to equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Don't look at your inabilities and dwell on insecurity. Look at the Almighty God. See, this call is your opportunity to watch Him work in you and through you. God equips the call. If you answer yes to the question, is this beyond me? Chances are God is speaking. Number five is what I'm hearing pleasing to God. It's easy to talk ourselves out of thinking that we've heard from God. Any excuse to convince ourselves that it's not His voice, so we don't need to ask. But there's one question that takes away our excuse, which is, please God. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. If what you are doing pleases God, then even if what you heard was not His voice, you still please Him. You should always seek to err on the side of pleasing God. This five-question filter is a good starting place in our conversations with God. We live in the expectation of hearing God's voice, we will. I'm so thankful that we serve a God who still speaks to each of us individually right where we are. Shall we pray? Father God, thank you for reminding us that you aren't hiding from us. You still speak, and you speak to each of us. And when it does feel hard to hear you, I know
can speak to one of the deacons after church as well, or anyone online can reach out to the church if you want to be able to know and have that relationship so that you can hear God's voice. Feel free to come forward or contact the church. If you can stand while we sing our closing hymn.
Will you decide now to follow? No turning back.